40% of the people who play video games in the U.S. are female. That's according to the Entertainment Software Association, an industry group. But as 17-year-old Jessica Cernata sees it, video games are designed to appeal to guys. And she tells us that is very frustrating.
Oh my God, the pink dude is right there. Just learn to die.
Yes. I love video games.
You're crazy. You talk to the game. You scream at the game.
God! Ugh.
I blame my mom.
Well, you never liked dolls.
I chopped off all the hair.
And I didn't care.
I used to play only with my friends. But now I play hardcore games online, where most of the other gamers are guys. And they're just really rude.
Whoever I've seen that's a girl sucks at it.
Finish him. That's Uzi, one of my friends from school.
Every time there's a girl talking on a mic, I try to flirt with her.
Ugh, it doesn't surprise me.
Do you think you're better than most guys?
Hell yes.
Stephanie's one of the best gamers I know.
I have beaten most guys in my school, so yes.
So let's say you've been playing against a guy, right? And you told them that you were a girl. Would they... Would they not believe you, or have they not believed you?
Well, I told this one dude, and he didn't believe me because I beat him by 1 point. And he goes, oh, okay, if you were a girl, then show me some
beep.
I was like, no.
It's hard to get any confidence when you're constantly mocked. And the way women are portrayed in these games doesn't help either.
In real life, if a girl ever fights, they usually have, like, sneakers and, like, loose shirts. But in, like, games, they have...
Ooh. I have about 21 PlayStation games, and only two have a female as a protagonist. Characters like Bayonetta do kick serious butt. It's just that her freaking final move is where all her clothing comes off and transforms into a freaking dragon.
Bayonetta.
The men in these games...
Guys will be strong.
...are made to be beautiful.
Muscular.
Tall.
Cool.
And just plain awesome.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, like, usually you have to save the girl in the game. Most games. Heroic... Yeah.
Nice.
The person giggling is Karen Law, the only female employee at Uber Entertainment, a small game developing company in Washington. She's testing their new game with John Combs, the creative director. Karen Law plays online as Hellchick.
I guess looking back on it, people ask me, why did you pick a name that was Hellchick that's obviously a woman? I'd say, well, I didn't really do it deliberately, but I'm also not going to change it just because I don't feel like I should have to hide behind my gender.
Just a couple months ago, Karen and I were playing Modern Warfare online, and as soon as she said something, lo and behold, somebody's like, whoa, Hellchick, you're a chick. You sound hot. Are you hot? And it just, like, unraveled from there, and Karen's like, mute, I'm muting. Hold on a second, I'm going to mute all these guys. And it's just, that's when I was embarrassed for my gender, actually.
I can't help you out there, Mr. Combs. You're the creative director. You should have some say in what goes on. We want strong women who can punch and kick and fucking punch without taking off their itty-bitty strips of cloth.
I think that it's possible to make female characters be not hypersexualized.
Karen Law actually told me she's working on a game with a girl character who's completely covered. And she's a ninja.
But a bit of a catch-22 in that in order to make more games that would appeal to more women, you really need to have more women helping to make them. But in order to get more women to help make them, you have to have more games that appeal to them in the first place.
I need to play to get my juices flowing so I can create my own super awesome sci-fi adventure strategy game where women rule and men are dressed in Speedos. Ew.
That's 17-year-old Jessica Cernadas. Her story comes to us from Radio Rookies at member station WNYC in New York City.
You're listening to NPR.